Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates Carney. Public health officials want more people to take the risk of concussions in youth sports more seriously. On Tuesday night, Kalispell Regional Health Care's Save the Brain Project tried to get the word out at Summers Middle School. Fewer than 10 people showed up. One of them was Brianna McGrath, a PE teacher, volleyball, and basketball coach for several schools in the area. She says coaches are changing the way they react when players get hit in the head.
When I first started playing sports, it was like, oh, what? You're fine. Get over it. And as I started to get into coaching, it was kind of that same mindset, you know, oh, you'll be okay. How do you feel? Feel good? Okay, you can go back in. And this year I've actually had one particular that while I was going through all of this, I thought, oh my gosh, this kid had a concussion. I know it for sure. And I took extra precaution with him, and I kind of felt slighted when his parents were like, oh, he's fine. So it takes a lot for me to see this and go, okay, I need to do better. I need to make sure that these kids, you know, get the help that they need and the support that they need.
In 2013, Montana's legislature saw the need to protect the brains of student athletes. The Dylan Steiger's Protection of Young Athletes Act was named after a Missoula football player who died in 2010 after a hit to the head. The law requires schools to give athletes and parents information on concussions before starting practice. And if an athlete receives a concussion during a game, that athlete can't return to play until they have a written note from a healthcare provider. Save the Brain's Paul Coates says the stigma around concussions and the mindset of, oh, just shake it off, will hopefully change with education.
Oh, there's all kinds of pressure. So, yeah, there's people that are worried about their scholarship for football, basketball, whatever the sport has to be. They're worried about stigma. There's very much of the macho factor still at play in Montana of, just suck it up, get back out there. It's only a ding.
Last night, Coates explained why concussions are such a big deal with kids.
And the seven-year-old brain is, I need to get out more, but it's beautiful. It's just really beautiful. It's plump, it's voluptuous, it just fills up the skull right to the edge of the bone. And so, you saw how the brain floats in fluid. There's just so much brain in that young skull that there's not much fluid there.
When a young brain gets tackled, knocked to the playground, or hit by a soccer ball, there isn't much fluid to act as a buffer. So the brain just slams into the skull. That's what happened with 12-year-old Bennett Dykstra in third grade, and again in fourth grade, and again this winter.
I got two of them from playing soccer, and then I got the last one from skiing.
After his first concussion, Dykstra missed 3 weeks of school. He was dizzy a lot and spent the whole summer resting. Now Dykstra has had three concussions. His parents won't let him play soccer, and he misses a lot of other activities too.
It's still kind of hard not to be able to play when the rest of the kids are playing. Like sometimes in PE, like when they're doing like soccer or frisbee sometimes, I like can't do it because I might get hit in the head again.
Dykstra's mom, Lynn, says his symptoms are gone.
But I definitely still feel like he struggles. He had symptoms after this last concussion until I would say maybe a month ago. And we did some physical therapy stuff again. And he tells me that the kids make fun of him because there are certain activities that he can't participate in. I think some kids understand it, and I think other kids are not very understanding and teasing.
The Save the Brain Project plans on presenting to coaches as well as students in the fall when school picks up again. For more information on concussions and concussion symptoms, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.